proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We conclude our study of the redemption of Ruth in chapter 4 of that book by looking at the happy ending. After Boaz married Ruth, she conceived and gave birth to a son. Since the Bible narrative did not indicate that Ruth had any other children by her marriage to Mahlon, her son by Boaz may have been her firstborn. Naomi took the child and nursed it. The women of Bethlehem praised God, saying, quote, "Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel." Unquote. They glorified God for the grace he had bestowed upon Naomi by giving her a grandson, someone to raise in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The women also praised the child, saying that, quote, "He shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age." Unquote. They believed that the newborn child would faithfully discharge his filial obligations to Naomi, providing for her needs, just as Ruth had done in Israel. Furthermore, the women added, quote, "Thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him." Unquote. They recognized the extent of the loyalty and devotion which Ruth had bestowed upon Naomi, even to the extent of Ruth leading her native land and her people to come to Israel with Naomi. The widowed mother-in-law had previously experienced bitterness because of the death of her husbands and sons in the land of Moab. After the birth of her grandson, though, Naomi became happy, since she was his caretaker. Through this child, God had restored Naomi's joy. Naomi's neighbors named the boy Obed, a Hebrew word meaning servant. Usually, a child's mother assigned that name, such as Leah did with her offspring in Genesis chapter 29. On special occasions, though, God directed parents to assign certain symbolic names to their children. In the 8th chapter of Isaiah, for example, God told that prophet to name his son Maher Shalal Hashbaz, bearing that name in connection with a future prophetic event. The final verses in Ruth chapter 4 contained a family genealogy, beginning with the lineage of Phares, a son of Judah, by Tamar. David's birth occurred in the 10th generation after Phares. Obed, who was Ruth's son, was the grandfather of King David. Some commentators have viewed the events and characters contained in the book of Ruth as having allegorical significance. They might argue that Ruth, who was a Moabitess, that Ruth represented the Gentiles, whom Paul described in Ephesians chapter 2 as, quote, "aliens from the commonwealth of Israel," unquote. Such commentaries might see Boaz as the kinsman redeemer, foreshadowing Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of all mankind. They might see Naomi as epitomizing the nation of Israel, returning to its homeland after a period of exile. Without commenting on the appropriateness of such allegorical interpretations, we should not let these obscure the fact that the characters and events portrayed in the book of Ruth existed and the events took place as described. It brings a degree of comfort to know that even during the era of the judges, a time which contained accounts of Jewish apostasy intermingled with periods of pagan oppression, even during the era of the judges, it's comforting to know that God still exercised sovereignty over human affairs. The book of Ruth showed God's grace in action, affecting Jew and Gentile alike. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.